But know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. In verse 1 it says, there are perilous times. Perilous times will come in the last days. Now Jude is eschatologically writing forward towards those times. How to face those times. And they will come. For it will be as in the days of Noah and as Sodom and Gomorrah. In the book of 2 Timothy, oh, I just read 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 1. No wonder. Okay. That was 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 1. But notice that in the last days, perilous times will come. The other one is from 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 1. Now we have it. Chapter 4 verse 1. That was on 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 1. Again, it talks about the last times. We know that the church will become more and more glorious. But we also need to be balanced and know what is going on outside. What will happen. Because Christians, we got to make a choice. I made a choice. In our house, we don't have a TV. We only have a monitor. So for my church, the programs that they see are only video programs that we purchase from the Christian bookstore. And of course, we do have also some cartoons that are okay for them. But one of our restrictions is every time they see an hour or anything that is not really fully Christian, they must see an hour or something Christian. So my son will say, Pa, I've seen my 1 hour of Gospel V. Can I now watch Hanna-Barbera, Flintstone or something? And so that is their TV to them. And if you think very carefully, parents, it would be good because I have noticed it. Because sometimes when we travel and to a place or in a hotel room where there's a TV there and there's a program time of cartoon, I notice one thing about them. They know exactly what time the cartoon starts. And by the time 5:30 comes, everything stops. So I don't want to be trained to follow the TV program. I want the TV programs to follow them. They lord it over so that they know what time they want to do things, and they've done all their things and say, okay, now is the time we can do it. In other words, they are in control of the time, rather the time controls them. And they schedule their time just to hit that time of the cartoon. Everything finishes at 5:30. Right? So, I consider it not the kind of training that I would have for my children. And I'd rather bring my children in to be able to control and manage their time rather than let something else, a program, manage their time. It's getting very quiet here, but some of you may be all waiting. I don't know what day. I don't even know what day it is, but maybe you have one of your favorite programs on Tuesday night, 7 p.m. or 8:30. And so your whole life is scheduled around there. And when it comes time for that, you go, oh, whatever it is, the nasty Dallas or whatever. The only thing we tell people, if you see too much of all these things, and when you need faith, you can't find it anywhere. See too much gun smoke. When you need faith and you exercise faith, gun smoke comes out. Doesn't help. It's still not too bad in our times today. But let me tell you, it's going to get worse. Outside. Outside. And we may have to make decisions that make us look like fanatics. But I'd rather be a fanatic for Jesus and love the Word and live pure and my life pleasing Him than to be glued and be a TV addict and even if it's a news program or anything, or newspaper addict or whatever addict. I would rather that my life please Jesus, because one day we're going to meet Him in eternity. And then when He checks the logbook of your life, 2,000 hours of TV. Then He checks the section on Bible. B. Bible. 10 hours. Video. Kung Fu. 10,000 hours. Right. So, I don't want my life to be like that. Time is so precious. And we have to be in control of those things in our life. And if we don't start doing it now, one day, when these things that Paul is speaking about takes place, because Satan and demons know no boundaries. He is called the prince of the power of the air. And his job is to spread evil, sin, immorality. And he spreads it as much as he can. Even some of the good, so-called, quote-unquote, good programs, we got to watch very carefully whether there's an infiltration coming in. And we have to make choices like that, that we never used to have to make choices. But it's just the beginning. And whatever your neighbors call you, queer, strange, or all that, you know, they pass by, every house has a TV aerial. Looks by, how come your house no TV aerial? Do you borrow your neighbor's TV aerial? No, we don't have it. We don't need that. We just have the video. Christian videos will do. Praise the Lord. So we have to make choices like that. And if we think that we have to do it here in America, I've come across many strong Christians who threw their TV out. Now, I'm not saying that all of us do it, right? Because then some of you are going to persecute me and say, that preacher, I mean. And some of you may sell and own an electronic shop. We are not saying that it is sin. The TV is not sin. Long ago when they invented the TV, one old preacher say, watch out, that's the devil there. You can even see the horns coming out. Doesn't know that's the area. So that would be wrong. That would be wrong. And I understand that some of you are in business and different line and you need those communication. I don't need it as much as some of you, right? And I don't read the papers every day. Once in a while, you know, then we go and get the papers when there's a significant news that we heard that we want some information on. Or something else. But we don't have newspaper coming to our door every day. Why? Because it's a distraction to me. If it's there, you read it. If it's not there, you don't read it. But if it's delivered to the door, there is always an automatic subconscious effort. Say, why do you read it? Because it's there. So don't put it there. So we never order the newspapers. And so in the morning, I read my Bible first. I read the good news. Praise the Lord. Good news first. Keep the bad news later, right? And look at it. Some of these are very simple choices. By emphasizing a fact here, that some of us may have to be prepared that to look very peculiar as society progresses. And you make a choice. Just like some of you who are rich in God, and God has blessed you, you may be multi-millionaires, and you choose not to drive a Mercedes, you choose not to drive a BMW, you chose not to drive a Rolls Royce, even though you're rich. All your other rich friends, you know, rich people have rich friends. And all your rich friends will go, ooh, right? And while they come in all their huge big cars to a rich man's party, you come in your little Toyota or
Honda, and everyone look at you. Why try to be like them? A car is a car. And so we realize that there may be some Christians that are starting to come out and dare to be different. We dare to be different. We don't have to conform to what is standard. We set the standard and not just flow along. Remember, the Bible says it's the fashions of the world. They are always there. And we don't have to keep flowing with them and end up like the world. We are so like the world that we are not like God. God doesn't want one at all. And looking out for the latest fashion. And when the trousers grow big, yours grow big. When trousers grow thin, yours grow thin, right? Why don't you keep your thin trousers, and when you grow big, yours is thin, no problem. Later it comes thin, you're back in fashion, right? No problem. So we just decide our level that we're going to live and stick with it and make a choice. But the day is coming, in chapter 4 verse 1 of 1 Timothy, the Spirit expressly says that in the latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron. The main fact there is people no longer listen to their conscience. They don't listen to their conscience anymore. They do what everybody does. But as Christians, we have a sensitive conscience to God, to what is right and to what is wrong, and we have to dearly follow it. Paul is talking about the last days. Think about the people who came to Lot when the angels were trying to bring him out. And Lot himself was becoming like them. He became hardened to a lot of things. And I'm surprised at Lot in the Bible. When the people came for the two angels, those must be homosexuals, coming after the two angels, that they may know them. And Lot wanted to give them his daughters. I understand this man. He said that in the Word. He wanted to give his daughters to them. That was not the way. It's because he had lived so much in the world that his decision is all based on that area. We need to keep ourselves pure in God. Praise God. Meditate on God's Word. For normal Christians, at least half an hour to 1 hour. Prayer, 1 hour. Pray in tongues, 1 hour a day. Praise God. Minimum. That's minimum. Every day, pray in tongues, minimum 1 hour. That's your oxygen tank for this earth. Right? To be in the perfect will of God. Let's read the book of Jude and consider the eschatological perspective as we realize that there are truths here that tell us and warn us how to preserve ourselves when evil is present in the world. What are the things to watch for so that we will be among the righteous, we will be among those who stay true to God. In the book of Jude, it says here, in verse 4, for certain men have crept in unnoticed so long ago, were marked out for this condemnation. Ungodly men who turn the grace of our God into licentiousness and deny the only Lord and our Lord Jesus Christ. Again, there's infiltration into the church, and ungodly men have come in and apostate in verse 5. But I want to remind you, though you once knew this, that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt afterward, destroyed those who did not believe. And the angels who did not keep their proper domain but left their own habitation, he has reserved in everlasting chains unto darkness for the judgment of the great day, as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities around them in a similar manner to these
having given themselves over to sexual immorality and gone after strange flesh, are set forth as an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. So he talks about